Coach's Insight program's continuing here on Care 93.7. Brandon Salmon with you and continuing on with Atchison. And we're joined now by boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Phoenix down to their final three games of the regular season. But, Coach, you know, you've only seen a couple losses this year, and the second one on Tuesday night, and the second one to 5A number one Highland Park, of course, new entry into the league this year, and they are certainly living up to their expectations and all the hype. They went at 80-51. Just, you know, just kind of a general thought. Take us back to Tuesday and how that one played out.
Well, you got to tip your cap to them, first of all. They're really good, and they played very, very well. They're also down a starter, and they rallied the troops really well. You got to give a lot of credit to them. They shot it well. They're so quick, and they play well together. And I have a hard time believing that anybody's going to beat them in 5A when it comes to the state championship. I mean, you know, anything can happen. It's a one-and-done type of deal. But I got to give a lot of credit to them. I thought we had some good things in some spots. But, boy, I'll tell you, they get the snowball rolling really quick. And with the six-point lead, jumps to 12 and then jumps to 18. And they're really good.
And we see, you know, the first time that you played Highland Park and lost that first one, you guys bounced back and got a nice win over Wyandotte, and now you get a non-league tilt in your next game on Friday against a Labette County team that's kind of in the middle of the 4A East standings right now, a 500 club right now. They play in the SEK, the Southeast Kansas League, teams like Independence, Parsons, Chanute, and Fort Scott. How much prep have you done for them? What kind of challenges do they present in your next game?
Well, we have been watching them. First and foremost, they're big. They have a 6'7" post. They also have a couple of 6'4" kids, another one that comes off the bench, 6'3", 6'4". So they've got some pretty good size. I think when you look at that league, it's, really competitive, and anybody can beat anyone on any given night. And so they're all kind of meshing together in their 500 because they all keep knocking each other off. They're a threat, and they're going to be a very good team, and we're going to have to play well to beat them.
And then next week you'll have two more games before the sub-states start with Casey Washington and also Schlegel. But, you know, just here with three games left, what's maybe the biggest thing you have seen from maybe the start of the season? And I'm sure I've probably asked this at some point in the season, but just from the beginning of the season to where we are now, what's kind of the biggest difference you've seen now with your team?
Wow, that's hard to – sometimes you feel like you see great improvements, and other times it's like, I know we taught that different, but I think on the overall, I think that they've executed better. Certainly, I think we've continued to maintain being a good team in transition, and I think that for the most part we've defended well, and so it's kind of hard to see that growth from time to time, because I think every game's its own entity. And where you feel you made head roads and on one hand, then you look and go, oh, I don't know if we're better there yet. So we're just going to keep looking to improve day in and day out. We're going to focus like we do back on fundamentals. We got to be more fundamentally sound. You end where you begin in some respects. There's a circular part to this and as far as building a team and building a season.
There it is. Atchison boys basketball coach Pat Battle, still 4A number one after the loss to Highland Park, but still sitting at 15-2, controlling their own destiny to get that top spot in the 4A East Substate with a few wins here to wrap up the regular season. Coach, still a lot to play for. We appreciate it very much. Good luck against Labette County on Friday, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the coverage. Appreciate it.